What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You know it's a big deal now when the press conferences have moved into the building from the Commanders team auditorium. Dan Quinn speaking to the media.
It's awesome, man. It's cool. So Competition Wednesday is here for us. It really kickstarts us everything into gear, and we're getting stronger as we go from the ball and our turnover margin, our tackling margin, and we're working hard at that to make sure that continues. These runs are built on fundamentals, execution, and finishing, not new schemes and, you know, that. It's absolutely, you know, how we get down. And so our team's got seeing huge, joyful smiles on their faces, whether that's a kickoff cover that goes inside the 25 or a defensive takeaway or even, you know, explosive play. And so it's a rare combination for a team to have that because they are intense and they're tough in the same way they really enjoy doing what they're doing together. So I don't think I've coached a team that had that type of balance and connection together. So it's really cool to see. And lastly, some condolences to Pete Medhurst's family. I know he meant a lot to a lot of people in this room, so I wanted to make sure, although I didn't get a chance to work with him, sound like a real football guy, and I'm sure I would have enjoyed that. So just wanted to say that, and then we'll get rocking with everything for today. So let's get it rolling.
Hey, Dan, a few rookie quarterbacks have gotten to this point, cannot get over that hump. What makes Jaden maybe more unique to maybe get beyond here?
Yeah, we don't think that way in terms of, you know, looking back at stuff, John. It's honestly just into this game, man. Like, he's got rare in-the-moment skills that have allowed us to be into this spot when it's, you know, like mental chaos going down in 2 minutes in these tight moments where it could feel that tight. He's got the experience of somebody that's played a lot more football than a first-year player, but we don't get into the historical stuff, man. It's just, you know, how do we get down this weekend?
And then one of the things he's done this year is he gets here really early, gets into the bubble, go through the walkthrough. How do you see all that stuff? First of all, have you ever been in there with him? But how do you see all that stuff paying off for him, whether in practice and in games?
Yeah, for all of us, I think we can appreciate a process. And his process, that is a big part of it. And so having gone through that prior to the, you know, the rest of the offensive unit going through that, there's a feeling of being a leg up. And doing that type of extra work sometimes just also provides the right motivation for yourself. I've seen that look. I'm ready. You've done the work at it, so when the moment comes, you're ready to deliver. So it does come from the work. There's a side of that that just, like, he relentlessly competes. And then going through it before, you know, you get to it, it's like, here's the cliff notes before you get to the, literally cliff notes, before you get to the, you know, to the regular install that would take place.
What have you seen from Zach Ertz this season? I know he had, you know, a couple of difficult years there, but it seems like he's really, you know, revived his love of football again. Do you sense that as well?
I definitely do. And like you said, it, as a competitor like him, when you you have a dark spot. You don't know where football is going. There's injuries. There's all sorts of stuff to go. So to see him recapture that on a personal level, I have seen that. And I can relate to that, knowing that that's a journey that lots of people go through. And so to see him come out the other side and being able to share the knowledge and find, you know, not just the joy of playing, but like playing well. I had known red zone and third downs and 2 minute would be a factor. And he surpassed those and, you know, kept going on to it. So, yeah, he has really applied like every bit of it, man. He wasn't going to miss this up.
You've made recovery a priority this season, having that recovery period during the days and sure players really take care of themselves. Have you seen that help guys? Have you seen it translate to where you're now deep in postseason?
Yeah, the way that we said it, like, we're going to go really hard, so we need to have recover hard as well. And so that was part of the competition and the practice style and attitude. If we were going to push it this far and this hard and this fast, there had to be a balance on the other side of that. And so it has been effective for us. And knowing that when we get to the game, man, we're really ready to go let it rip. And that's mentally, physically, just every part of it, you have to be ready to go. And so I think staying consistent by doing it week after week, Nikki, that also helps. Like, we're not changing from this week to this week of how we do things. We've really tried to stay consistent in that approach. I think that process helps the ball players too.
Dan, in this matchup, you know what Philly wants to do and vice versa. They know what you guys want to do. So how do you find those edges, those winning edges that maybe can sway the outcome?
Yeah, I think the natural narrative, you know them and they know you, and I don't really think of it that way. You start right back at it. You know, what are fresh eyes on the games? What are fresh eyes on the times from when we played it? The easy narrative would be, hey, they know us, we know them, but it's different than that to me. This is our first time playing them in the postseason. Game one, what needs to be different? What could be the same? You know, what do we need to start doing? What do we need to stop doing? Same thing in the second game. And so as you get into the third matchup with somebody, you want to make sure you have fresh eyes for the first two. Hey, did I miss something? And was there something there that I didn't, you know, think we had or did? And both teams will have things on their call sheets that never got called in that game. And you do have those up still that you've been practicing. And sometimes every play on your call sheet doesn't make it into the game, and you keep those alive as well.
And again, I go back to the, you know, outside these walls, again, you guys are probably considered the underdog in this matchup. Is it almost you'd prefer that at this point, knowing what you've gone through and kind of us against the world? Nobody really expected Washington to be in this situation.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We just don't let the outside narrative kind of drive it. And internally, we've got a lot of expectations about how we can play and what we do, but we never, you know, went too far outside of things. Did we feel dismissed or put off? Yeah, of course some. I think that happened in the opening game. I felt dismissive. Hey, man, hang in there. It's going to be a long time. I was like, hey, F you. You know, like, that's not how it's going to go down. And I was upset. But it wasn't disrespect. It was dismissiveness. And I felt some kind of way, but it didn't motivate me more to say, that's how they think of us. It wasn't disrespect. It was... we're going to be a lot better than what we just showed today. And eventually we'll show that. So it's not a prove it to everybody else or underdog story. It's, you know, it's how we get down. This is not a 7-game series. And so, like, we got to play our best on Sunday at 3:00. And that, to me, is the biggest factor.
What makes the Eagles' defensive front so successful, especially stopping the run out of light boxes?
Combination of two things. One, let's start just, you know, from the talent standpoint inside. They've got a really deep crew of, you know, rushers, run stop, you know, kind of the whole combination. And Vic's excellent in terms of mixing the right front, the right coverage. He makes it challenging for play callers to go against. So this run look, is it not? And so that's a challenge to stay every possession you're going to feel. This, you know, you got to get this play. You got to get this one because a good play caller, they're going to change it and change it. And so you want to make sure you take advantage of your ops. So I think it's twofold. The balance of how to utilize the talent that's there combined with, you know, the scheme that he put in, because it's different than what they had done.
What have you learned about Nick Sirianni's approach and game management, you know, facing him the first two times?
I wouldn't say, you know, because going against their team over the last few years, you know, they're aggressive. The four down football style is similar to ours in terms of being bold and aggressive. They play tough, you know, but there's not one marker that stands out to me more than another, other than much like last week, both teams, you know, be ready to defend all four downs because both teams not only are willing, you know, they're both excellent at it.
Dan, you got some decisions to make on the offensive line for Sunday without going into detail about who plays where. Right. Is there any thought given to, let's just get our best five offensive linemen out there and we'll figure it out?
Yeah, a lot of thought to that, David. And first, let's give a quick shout to Trent of coming in and really being somebody that can handle that. But yes, that is absolutely, you know, how we go about it. And that would be there at any spot. Like what I was saying earlier, like, what's the best thing for us to win this game? And then that is all there is. And so, yeah, that's really where we're at in terms of the next 3 days of our practice.
I was wondering, once the season begins, I'm sure the communication is different with Adam and with Josh than it may have been during the offseason, during OTAs. I wonder specifically, what's your communication like with Josh during the season? What is he curious about? What does he want to know about?
Yeah, well, one thing you may or may not know, this guy's a hell of a competitor. And, you know, he's a college wrestler and, you know, has, like, he loves to compete and he loves all of that. On our Mondays is a recap of the game. And so we review some of the things by the numbers, you know, decisions, what would we go, where did it go well. And then one of the things that I enjoy most about Mondays with Adam and Josh, and Bob is on the call as well, is we get to maybe show 6 to 10 plays of what were the deciding plays in the game. And so I specifically like those times as a coach so I can show this is what we were thinking, this is what happened. And so it's a good way to highlight the player, the moment, the situation, why we chose to do what we did. And it's good because I want him to be able to ask anything. Why'd you go for it? Why did you do that? And he's curious in that way. But those calls are on Mondays, and I enjoy those. And then before the game, those are ones of game planning specifics, you know, but I've really enjoyed the Mondays, especially of follow-ups and why we do what we do. The video helped. We didn't do that on the first game, so I was trying to explain stuff, and it was just clunky. And so let's do the video together, too. And so that, to me, has been something, you know, wherever that meeting has taken place all over the world, and they literally have been, I've really enjoyed that. And I know there's some times where it's, you know, the daylight is different where he is than where I'm at. And I really respect that he always has time for Adam and I.
That is Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. Little nugget there maybe about the offensive line. Something to watch, but media doesn't actually get to watch any practice, especially not this week. We get to watch people stretch. Nobody go anywhere. Daryl Green joins the program at 1 o'clock.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.